magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Monday, October 5th, 2015, and I have a word from the Lord for you all today. This is a great verse. I haven't read this in many a month. I don't know, actually maybe a few years. I haven't come across this in a long time, but it was chosen by our special guest today. And so I'll read from a portion of Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10. This day is sacred to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Oh, isn't that a great one, Marianne?
I love it.
For the joy of the Lord is your strength. Oh, may that be true of all of us today. Do not grieve. This day is sacred to our Lord. Oh, it's a good one, listening friend. Thanks for tuning in for today, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. And before me is four different things, Marianne, and I can't wait to introduce you again to our radio listening family. Your ears have been maybe, what do they call it,
when
you talked about burning, tickling. I've been talking about you to the radio board, to some friends, some staff members. And in front of me, I'm going to begin with this. In front of me is a business card, and it has the four frequencies that you can tune in to Great News Radio. WGNJ 89.3 FM is listed. And then under WGNN, you see 102.5, 103.9, and 97.1 FM. Those are the four frequencies. And you can also listen to us on your computer through streaming audio or your iPad or other media device. But then there's a title of Project Manager, Special Events and Marketing with your name, Marianne Offenstein.
Hey.
Tell me a little about this.
Well, what it means to me from this side of the desk is there's this crazy station manager that thinks I have something to offer and believes in me, and I appreciate it, Mark. And it's wonderful to think that I can serve or that I can contribute, and it's an answer to prayer. I've been a listener, and it is a thrill to think that I can pitch in and be of help and be of service.
Well, it's kind of the pattern with this radio ministry. So many of the faithful volunteers ended up becoming staff members or involved. It happened first with Karen Harrison many, many years ago, and she just became so valuable right away. We thought, how can we find resources and hire her? And she just added value to the ministry from the get-go, and thank you, God. Listeners responded, and there was some fun to begin paying her, and then her daughter Bethany, actually the whole Harrison clan. We got David, Jonathan, Ben, and Bethany all volunteering.
Family affair.
Yeah, but then eventually Bethany we hired as like part-time, and she helps out with office items and database and mail and mailings and various things. And oh, others have come along. Then we had Joey Kroll at one point. He said, how can I help with the radio ministry? And he speaks my love language, as do you. How can I serve? And it's like, that rings my bell. And so we hired Joey, and he's been working with us, I guess, nearly 5 years. And we had other interns. Gosh, there'd be a lot of different people to name. And then faithful volunteers like Max and Daryl and Pete and Pete Springer, who's now with the Lord, and just so many others. And then we have like ongoing volunteers. Oh, gosh, there's just so many people that do Tootsie Pop Ministries, and Dwayne Berkey, who lives across from the tower. He helps out like 5 days a week and does the Tootsie Pop Ministry now that Max Norman is kind of transitioning into retirement at like 90, 91. Roger Weisgarver, who is such a servant. Oh, he helped launch a marketing campaign with restaurant placemats. Audrey's a great one. Roger helped and has assisted and spoke my love language. He would always say, how can I help? How can I assist? How can I serve? And oh, that gets someone like me excited. We've had just so many other people. And then Jason Schiffo, when he began by sharing his testimony over the air some years ago. And right after that, I thought, this guy would be great to fill in as a co-host. And so he's joined me on Wednesday and now Wednesday and Fridays for many years.
He did especially well, I thought, on the Holy Spirit. last week.
Oh, he loves to teach. Basically, he gets into the studio. It's kind of like you put a quarter in a machine, and then it just goes. I just have to ask him one question.
Yeah,
probably not. He'll probably let me know on Wednesday or Friday. But just all the different people throughout the years that God has raised up, and so many behind-the-scenes helpers, so many people that have counseled and advised. And last Monday, you heard from Phil Shepherd. He's literally volunteered and served this radio ministry since before we even went on the air, and he's now a board member for the last few years. And so if you tuned in last Monday, I think you were really blessed by what he had to share and say. And then on Tuesday of last week, you heard from Kate Freeman, who's the new director of our Great News Radio Theater Troupe, and that had been an idea in the works for probably at least 14, 15 years. But God's timing finally came to fruition. He raised up the director, and I can't wait to see how he moves forward with that endeavor, that new ministry.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, yeah.
That's exciting.
And that's one of the reasons of introducing you to our Great News Radio listeners as our project manager, special events and marketing. You're going to be wearing a variety of different caps and filling in and assisting me on a number of projects. And I've appreciated you volunteered for, I guess, about a year or so now. I don't know. It's been a while. You've attended a number of events. You've recorded some spots. You've scripted out some things. You've assisted at a Great News Radio table for the Ivan Parker concert. I think you've attended some of the meet and greet events that we've held. And I know, being a faithful listener and supporter of the station, where you were like, Mark, how can I help? Because I love what this ministry offers to me, and I'm sure it's blessing many others. So the fact that you want to serve, you tend to have exhortation gifts, which line up really well with me. We want to see people grow and develop and exercise their gifts and talents and abilities for God's glory. You're also on the side, a life coach. Tell me a little about that.
Well, that's one of the bright spots in my work life. Seeing people be able to dream again, kind of come out of the fog and find value, be energized, and just get back on with that, you know, feeling like they matter, because everybody does. We need everybody.
Well, and the Bible's really clear. You know, it's the part of the body.
We all function different roles.
Different ways. Nobody's more significant than others.
That's right.
And that God has us all together to bring about that unity. So
yes.
I guess you officially started on Wednesday, October 1st, and we've been doing a lot of correspondence, and a big role that you'll have is helping me coordinate our 20th birthday celebration in April of next year. And I can't wait to announce some more of the details, but you'll be working with some sponsors and other people, businesses that want to have like a novelty item or something to include in a gift box that we'll be handing out to everyone. And you'll be following up on a number of contacts and leads and working with some of our listeners. And you've already even today shared some ideas of things that you'd like to do with pastors, featuring some of their ministry and their own testimonies in the days ahead, and lots of other ideas. I got to get you further trained with the handheld microphone so you can go out on the road. Be the reporter on the corner.
That'd be great.
And you are becoming more proficient here in the studio. We'll have you engineering some other future programs.
I love that.
So
we're officially
Great News Radio listeners welcoming Mary Ann Offenstein to the Great News Radio team. You're on a kind of temporary assignment for the next 7 months, but
That's right.
See God providing the resources and the funding to keep you on board.
Thank you, Mark.
Utilizing your gifts of exhortation, of helps, of serving to help our listeners flourish and provide greater service and unique programming in other ways. I know you're a great listener, and so you want to listen to our listeners.
Yes, I do.
And hear what they have to say about the station, how we can improve our coverage or our programming or events, and then process their various comments and such so that we can effectively serve them. So excited about having you on team. Now, you're also wearing another cap. I said I had three or four things in front of me. The Great News Radio business card, which now, if you want to congratulate Mary Ann and say hi or be praying her up, you can contact her through Mary Ann, M-A-R-Y-A-N-N, at greatnewsradio.org. So come on, a few of you, send her welcome aboard. Aww. Or let her know you're praying for her, or just maybe an encouraging word, or some of you maybe are our friends, and say, we knew God would call you to something great, and we welcome you aboard. So it's marianne@greatnewsradio.org. But in front of me also, oh, you're welcome, is a card that says, do you need prayer? Call 1-866-515-9406, the Faith Prayers National Prayer Line. All calls confidential and toll-free, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, faithprayers.org. Tell me about this. Now, I already know about it, but tell our listeners about this.
Well, it's a prayer line. I guess that goes without saying. It's a national prayer line. Actually, we get requests from around the world as well, but all of the calls from Canada and the United States are toll-free. So nobody has to, you know, a homeless person, whoever, they can go to a phone and call us. So we get 1,000 calls a month.
And who is we, and how did this start, and what is this prayer ministry?
It's just a prayer line. There's no, we don't ask.
Now wait, I'm going to correct you. It's not just a prayer line.
You
know the power of prayer, and you know the effective ministry and the role that this has in so many people's lives.
Yeah, thank you.
And you're the founder and developer of this, along with a number of volunteers.
Oh, the volunteers are what keeps it going. That's why I have such a belief that, you know, listeners, volunteers, people, it's all of us. Nobody can do anything alone. So yeah, it absolutely, the volunteers are what makes this happen. And if anybody wants to volunteer, our website is faithprayers.org, and we have a volunteer sign up there.
Okay, faithprayers.org.
Mm-hmm.
But tell us a little behind the scenes. Did you feel led of God one day? You know, God, I know the importance of prayer, and it doesn't seem like there's a way for a person to connect with somebody to be prayed for. Was it as simple as that, or how did you develop this?
It started so small, and it's grown. I don't even know how to think about it, but it started so small. I was sitting at my desk with my coffee, and I just felt like God was saying, set up a toll-free prayer line. And I'm like, for what? So,
I'm going to have to pray about this. What?
Exactly. Yeah, let me get my prayer stuff going here. So, but yeah, so I did. And I think I knew from the beginning it was going to be a place people could call and get prayer. But I didn't know where it was going to go. I really didn't have any great vision. I kind of learned this from my mother, I guess. If you feel like God's leading you to something, you don't have to know the whole story. So,
a lot of people are raising their hands.
They
can give a testimony to that.
Yes, they are. Me too. So, yeah, so I did. I set up this prayer line and recorded a little message on it, and hardly anybody knew about it, and put up a little web page that wasn't very good because I made it. And later, we have a great webmaster now. But anyway, first little lady that called, I just jumped out of the chair. I mean, I didn't even know it.
So this is ringing at your home.
Yeah.
You basically call the phone company. I want an 800 number.
Yes.
You know, you pay a set amount for that service.
Yes.
You set up an answer machine in case you're going to be gone.
That's
or
right.
Do you just answer the phone, like Faith Prayer Hotline?
Uh-huh. Faith Prayer's prayer line. How can we pray for you? And it's very simple. And so we set it up a certain way to keep costs down because we don't need some big fancy situation. And I transfer that line to various volunteers. We've got volunteers in Connecticut, West Virginia, Louisiana, all denominations, all sorts of stuff. A lot here is in Central Illinois, of course.
I know Little Duder, who
sings
with the singing man.
Yes.
He mans the phones once in a while.
Yes. So that's just how it works. And these folks, I mean, I got to say, these folks that are the volunteers, they just love, they have a heart to pray for people. And these can be Christians, non-Christians, doctors, priests, homeless people, mothers, everybody. So it's just been a real gift.
So you started up, you got this concept, you felt prodding of God, you get this phone line, and it's basically ringing initially in your home, and you're thinking, wow, you kind of talk with someone, you pray with them, you hang up, maybe do you record it, do you have a journal, how's this working?
No, we actually, everything's confidential. We don't even take last names. We never ask for money. We don't ask for addresses. We aren't trying to make ourselves into some big thing. We just pray. That's it.
And then when did you start thinking, wow, like you said, there's maybe over 1,000 calls a month now. When do you get to the point where, hey, I need other volunteers and people to come alongside me?
But
wasn't it initially, like, was it the first month you thought, wow, there's, as the word got out, because I know every time Great News Radio has a table set up, little Duder comes with some of these cards and he puts them on the table. And I know, like, truckers, over the road people started picking these up and they got cycled around parts of the United States.
We had a whole
lot
of truckers going on there for a long time. Calling in. All kinds of places, restaurants, gas stations. A lot of people do find us on the internet now. But we still have our cards out there in a number of places. And, you know, I don't know what to say about faith prayers, except God really honors it. And I think it's because God honors prayer.
Well, I know you've been on a shoestring budget for many years, and it's kind of just supported by people that just feel led or maybe benefited by having some quality time with somebody praying with them, and then they just felt led. So maybe there's two camps right now that are tuned in. Somebody's saying, you know, I need to pray with somebody. I want to pray with somebody. I have some confidential things that I want to share, and I don't know who to turn to. Would they call 866-515-9406? And that rings, it could ring locally, but they could actually be talking to somebody in another state or part of the country.
California, Nevada, New Jersey, wherever.
Now, how did you recruit these volunteers?
Two or three ways, word of mouth. Otherwise, people just found us. And right now, we're getting a number of volunteers from what used to be the Guidepost prayer line. They have closed down their prayer line, which I was very sad to hear, because we need more prayer lines. And we don't need a lot that are just trying to get a lot of money and promote their own thing. We need ones where people just really have a heart. They're just grassroots people and want to pray. And Guidepost was a good one, and they closed their line. So we've gotten a number of volunteers who were praying on the Guidepost prayer line, and they got online like, I'm going to try to find a prayer line I can pray with people on.
Wow.
They found us.
So faithprayers.org, somebody who's listening saying, I love to pray with people. Is there training or is there an application process? How do they kind of get plugged in?
Yes, they need a reference letter from their pastor. Because some of these folks we don't know, we want to be really certain that we have pretty stable individuals, people who are respected in their church community, that their pastor can say, they're great people, we know them. And so we have a little bit of a vetting process, and then we talk to them. I talk to them quite a long time about how to handle the calls, what to do if children call, what to do, which they do. And beautiful, beautiful prayers from kids, really, needing help. So, yeah, we do have training. We have a manual, lots of scriptures in it. We love to pray the scriptures. And so, we do our best with that part.
Okay, so they can find out more at faithprayers.org. And if you want to call for prayer, now it won't be you because you're here in the studio with me, but maybe one of your trusted volunteers could assist if you need prayer. 1-866-515-9406. 1-866-515-9406. And then if somebody is like, I love this concept and the fact that you're not trying to add them to a mailing list, that you're not trying to solicit funds,
that
this ministry is very simple. I want to send $100, $500. I want to send them $1,000. How would they do that?
Well, the address is on the webpage, but also we have PayPal capability, different things like that. It's all there on the webpage. If they would love to donate, that would just, I can't even say how much help that would be right now, because we are growing and it's just hard to keep up.
Well, there's obviously the costs for this to be an 800 number for people to call in, and very little overhead as far as like having to pay major staff salaries, because most everyone volunteers,
but
there are those incidental costs
and
the ongoing maintenance of making sure that people are served properly. So faithprayers.org. Okay, so then there's another hat that you wear, and I see we're running out of time. So you have the hat as the project manager, special events and marketing with Great News Radio. You're a personal life coach on the side where you've helped many different people. You have a number of clients and people that you encourage and bless and train to be all that they can be for God's glory. But also, and this was recently published, Memories of an African Son.
Yes.
And I love the cover here. It's if you can picture with me what you would generally think of when you would see, like, Africa in the desert. I don't know. What's that kind of tree?
That's an acacia tree.
Acacia tree with the sun in the background, and there's a big tusked elephant.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, grasslands. The savanna. Oh, it's such a great picture. Memories of an African Son. So on top of everything else, you're also an author?
Well, yeah. That happened.
That happened along the way.
Yeah.
And I think because of the time, we're going to have you return for the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, and we'll dedicate the program to you reading a few chapters or sharing. I guess there's 60 chapters in this book.
Yeah.
I just love it. I know you handed one out to Huey Freeman last week, and he was so excited. I think he's going to do something with the Decatur Herald and Review or somehow highlight it. But in our closing minute or to just say they can't tune in tomorrow, but you know, at some point they can listen to the interview on the archive program link. How could they get a copy of this Memories of an African Son?
Thank you. Yeah, it's on Amazon and Barnes & Noble as a paperback. You can go down to the Barnes & Noble store here in Champaign, and they'll order it. A number of people have done that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. It's published under my family name of Marianne Simkins. That's S-I-M-K-I-N-S. And that's Memories of an African Son, S-U-N, son, of course.
But it does deal with the son.
Yes, it
S-O-N,
does, Mark.
Thank
capital
you. S.
Yes, it does. Also, you can just go online to Amazon or Barnes & Noble and order either, you know, Nook, Kindle, paperback, whatever.
And tomorrow we'll dedicate the whole program
Mark, thank you.
A few readings. I know we talked briefly about Dolly Redden, and she's 94 and a half years old now, and how she did some readings. You're like, Mark, I could just never do something like she did. But I think you're going to be great on these chapters. There's like 60 chapters. It's over 280 pages, 289, 295. Yeah, about 295 pages. It's a great read. You're going to really enjoy it. And we want to all welcome Marianne Offenstein into the Ministry of Great News Radio.
Thank you, Mark.
From her in the days ahead, and maybe many of you will get to meet up with her. And I'm just so excited that God has raised her up for such a time as this,
Mark,
in our 20th year. So,
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Be sure to tune in tomorrow. We'll have Marianne back to talk about Memories of an African Son. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night. Thank you.